Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back here on The Fan. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. It's 104. We'll get back to these calls. A lot of different topics. The meat of the show, though, is about last night's incredible, sick Mets win. But then, of course, we branch into the Lindor and the Alonso stuff and, you know, just what they need to do and how much are they truly capable of doing. Obviously, you guys chimed in on that. If you missed anything, free Odyssey app. We did a lot of that in the first couple of hours. Also, well, yeah, last 20 minutes or so, the rash of arm injuries, we've hit that a little bit. This Yankee offense, I know it's the Marlins, but last couple of games starting to pop a little bit with 25 runs scored in those three games. Soto, there's an energy that is palpable.
The crowd, the bleacher creatures out there and right, the bond with Soto and them already. So we did mention Volpe, and like you said, you can check out the podcast version of the show as well, anything on the free Odyssey app. We did mention Volpe. And I've said since day one, I like him down in the order, BT. I just think it brings a different element, lengthens out the lineup. It really makes it strong down toward the bottom of the orders, you know, 6-7, wherever Volpe may be on a given night. However, like, at some point he's going to be hitting leadoff for this team.
Mm-hmm.
And when are they going to make that transition? And once they do, that's it.
Yeah, for 10, 11, 12 years.
Just like when they made the decision to call him up, that was it. They made the tough decision. They said, you know what, we're sticking with him. And to give them credit, they stuck with him even though he struggled early on. You know, the average wasn't there. There were points where they could have sent him back down. They stuck with him, and they were rewarded. Once they now move him to the leadoff spot, it's going to be official. Volpe, Soto, Judge,
mm-hmm.
which is the best three in Major League Baseball by far. I don't care what other teams trot out there and come up with their stars. Volpe, Soto, Judge is the best top three in all of baseball. But when do they do it is the question.
Would you do it now?
I don't think I would yet.
Me neither.
And not because, remember, I was saying when LeMayu went down, Volpe's the guy. But I've seen, I just like having the bottom of the order lengthened out. I don't love... Now, I can say that those are the top three in baseball. I don't love what's behind that.
Yeah, Rizzo, that's a little more debatable.
Stanton, Glaber. Verdugo, solid for what he is.
Once Glaber's hit, it looks a little different. But I'm with you on that. Yeah, no, I know.
You know, Oswaldo, I don't trust yet.
Yeah.
You don't want to be top heavy. And I think they could get by with Glaber or whatever. If LeMayu were to come back or if they want to move Verdugo there a little bit. But Volpe being such a powerful bat and force that he is at the bottom of the order really lengthens that lineup out.
It does. It's obviously going to happen. Now I'll answer the question that I just asked. How, when do you actually do it? Well, number one, I don't do anything if it's unnecessary. And right now the Yanks are winning. So I don't need to do anything right now. Let me start with that. The Yanks are winning. You know, the Yankees they're one of, what, three teams in baseball? I think the Pirates and the Dodgers are the other two with 9 wins. So you played 11 times. I know the first couple were nail-biters, but now the Yankees are starting to smack some people around. They put 25 runs up on the board the last three games. So the offense, those runs four and the run differential start to look a little bit more representative of a division leader. So they're not desperate. So I don't have to do it out of desperation, number one. Number two, I think ideally, Sal, and I'm with you, there are some things about the lineup that aren't perfect. I don't disagree. But when I do it, I'm either going to do it when Dominguez comes back, because then you could theoretically put him in that 6-7 spot.
And he can
now throw that pop in there that Volpe is now bringing to the top. Or if you want to do, like, if it's impossible to ignore, like if he hits.
Dominguez coming back.
Yeah. I mean, if Volpe's hitting three, I don't know what he's going to be hitting in middle of May. But if he's hitting 340, you're going to still ignore it? I might not. But I'd ideally like to do it when either Wells and or Trevino, and preferably Wells. I don't think Trevino's going to hit at all. Wells, like somebody else gets a little something going on down there. You know what I mean? And so it's not just an abyss.
It's also not out of this is not coming out of nowhere. It's not just reacting to Volpe's torrid start. It's saying that this team projects at its best with him being the leadoff hitter prior to him ever playing a game this season. We've had that conversation many times. So the fact that he projects as their best leadoff hitter, or they project their best lineup with him as their leadoff hitter, combined with what he's done here to start the season, that's what makes you think, hey, maybe they just do it now and get it over with and make him the guy and figure out the middle and bottom of the order later. But man, that is going to be Volpe, Soto, Judge.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
That's as good as it gets right there.
If this version of Volpe is the real version, then I don't think you can look this way and change the things that he's changed without saying it's a different player.
It's not going to hit 430.
Course not. Can he hit 285? I mean, can he hit
200? I think he can hit 300.
I'm starting to think he might be able to. And if he's that guy, you get him on first base. Now they got Soto. Now Soto can obviously hit to left field, and he does it quite a bit. But you got a first baseman holding on Volpe, who's a threat to run every time he's on the bag. And you got a nibble with Soto. So there's gonna be a lot of breaking balls in the third. Now he steals. It's go time. Just destroy people.
The problem for the Yankees is going to be who's behind that. Those top three, and I don't care who the pitcher is, who the team is, what postseason series. Those top three are going to be impossible to battle.
Yeah,
but it's the rest of that lineup that the Yankees might have to. I didn't think that. Now, Dominguez will help, no question about it. If he comes back at the bottom of the order, they, though, might have to figure out a way to replace Rizzo and or Stanton to be those guys to protect the top three.
See, I don't agree with the Rizzo stuff, and we seem to have a different philosophy, and I'm under no illusions. Rizzo is not a star. I get it. Rizzo, depending upon what he does this year, will quite possibly be gone next year, and I'm okay with that. Eventually, somebody's got to move to first base, whether it's Spencer Jones, whether it's Aaron Judge. Somebody else is going to play first base. So
maybe they bring Spencer Jones up and have him be that type back. I don't know, but, okay, you think Rizzo's...
I don't know that you experiment that when you're trying to win a World Series,
but,
you know what I mean?
But if they're not good enough, if I'm looking at their weak link, like I think Gleyber, Verdugo, catcher's spot, third base can be fine, bottom of the order. I'm worried about 4 and 5. And that right now is Stanton and Rizzo. I don't believe Stanton is going to be good enough to carry them and really clean up the top three.
I agree, but do you think there's a chance that Stanton is 40-ish% better than he was a year ago? It can't be worse. But if he's 40% better, he's getting 30-something home runs.
I know, but I'm talking about winning a World Series here
in
the postseason.
I know.
When I'm envisioning this lineup and we're having this conversation, my thought is already to October and figuring out how a pitcher, and I could give you the perspective of rooting against the Yankees all those years, right?
Yep.
So I'm thinking of how the hell are you going to pitch to this team and get through this team without getting crushed like I've seen the Dynasty Yankees do so many times?
Oh, yeah.
And if you have Volpe, Soto, Judge, you can't. That's impossible, the top three. But where there's that soft spot could be that the middle of the order with Stanton and Rizzo. Those guys can be pitched to. That's an area where as an opponent, I'm not scared of pitching to Stanton or Rizzo with guys on base in a big spot.
Okay, I think you're more afraid of Stanton just given his ability to just rifle one 460 feet. I agree. I don't think Rizzo really frightens anybody, but I don't think that you need to frighten somebody to be effective when guys are on base. Like, the reason why I'm still fine with Rizzo for now, because listen, if he was like a butcher of a first baseman, and he's a complete opposite. He's smooth as silk over there.
Right.
He's not Donnie or Keith Hernandez.
Right, but remember,
but
his average was supposed to go off with the banning of the shit.
I know. Yeah. I'm not saying he's perfect. I got that. But I still have it. I think a lot of Yankee fans
off to another slow start after being banged up last year.
It's not perfect. But I think a lot of Yankee fans agree with me and will ultimately be proven right or wrong. When Rizzo is up there and he's healthy, I still expect a good professional at bat.
Yeah.
And that's all you need. Now, I don't want to say from the four hole because that is minimizing a power spot, but with guys on base and the way where the Yankees are constructed, I don't need Reggie Jackson or A-Rod hitting fourth.
Yeah,
I need a guy who's going to put it in play and spray it around a little bit, lose 20 Stanton, in the seats, and let's go.
Stanton and Rizzo with the strikeouts. I know what you're saying, and for the regular season,
I would bat Torres fifth. I wouldn't bat Stanton. I would go, ultimately, my ultimate playoff lineup is Volpe, Soto, Judge, Rizzo, Torres.
Mm. But even Glaber.
I could even go Glaber four. If Rizzo is a mess.
I think they're missing one. Now, unless you want to move people down, I don't think you want to be doing that.
Like, give me an example.
Well, if you want to keep Glaber atop and then put Volpe two and Soto three,
I don't like
Judge
that.
Four.
I don't like Glaber hitting first. He's not a one guy.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to get you to where you have. The idea is, let's say Volpe leads off with a double. Mm-hmm. Soto, or whatever, Volpe leads off with a base hit or walk. Soto, you know, hits one down the left field line, second and third for Judge. You walk Judge, you get the bases loaded. Stanton strikes out, Rizzo strikes out, Glaber grounds out. Like, I could see that happening. Though, I want one more bat that I trust legitimize. Now, maybe it's Dominguez. Maybe it's Spencer Jones eventually. I don't know, but I know this. I do not trust Stanton at all, and I don't trust Rizzo at this point to be that guy. One of them to be the five hitter,
yeah.
I could live with.
I understand what you're saying. It's not crazy.
One more to cement that first four.
Sal, it's a pretty good point, but you got to trust Rizzo more than you trust Stanton just to put the bat on the ball.
I do, but I don't trust Stanton at all.
Yeah, I'm not there either.
Stanton I trust, and I know he's been good in the postseason, but come on, spare me. Like,
the last one they were in.
Yeah,
but up until that point,
you can pitch to him. He's a guy, it's good pitchers can get him out.
Okay.
Should be able to get him out.